Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
Hello and welcome back
to the Lostish podcast. Thanks for coming back, guys. We just literally filmed an episode just before this, and we are back with another banger about friendship breakups.
Because some know that they can be tough.
They suck. Friendship breakups hurt sometimes even more than romantic ones. And I most definitely have experienced friendship breakups in my life that have absolutely
sucked.
Yeah. It's been a journey. But it needs to be talked about. Like, they're rarely discussed, but they impact our emotional lives very much so. And you know what? Like, friends that who are no longer in my life anymore, who were very, very close to me at one point, I still think about them, like exes. Like, you still think about them, you know, like naturally, not in the sense of like, oh, I miss you, like I want to be friends again, but you just think about the experience because it was a memory in your life. It happened in your life. And I think it's time that we talk about it.
Okay. Well, we'll start off with one of the biggest things. So I guess for us, this is going to be more of an advice episode because I guess in our third episode, we also did cover a lot about why it's so important to be surrounded by the right people and, you know, make sure your circle represents what you want out of life and the type of people you want to be surrounding yourself with.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll also cover sort of the difference and advice that we'd give between are you calling this a friendship breakup because you're growing apart naturally as life goes on, or is this like,
something happened.
Betrayal, disrespect.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things. So I'll start off by talking about more, and then you can speak more about the actual friendship breakups.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of I've experienced a lot of feeling like I've outgrown a lot of friendships and feeling bad for it and feeling like I should be stuck back then. And if I wasn't, then I was doing something wrong. And, you know, and I think a lot of people will relate to that because you do grow apart, you do have different interests, you do, you know, go ahead with your life. And I think for me, from personal experience, I mean, long distance friendships also made that very, very difficult. And yeah, I guess it took me a while to figure out that it was okay to outgrow friends.
It's so okay. It's so normal to outgrow friends, to outgrow relationships, to outgrow people. Like it undoubtedly came
with its guilt and you know, feeling like I was going to lose a big part of myself. But you know what? Maybe that was just me back then.
And it also kind of led you to something better. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes friendship breakups lead you to people that you never thought you could have met. For example, you and I. you don't realize it in the moment because obviously it sucks and it hurts in the moment. And I just want to reiterate, like, friendship breakups can happen for any reason. Like, for you, it was more outgrowing. Mm-hmm. For some, it's betrayal or trust. For some, it's a one-sided thing where it's like you feel like you're putting the effort in but the other person is not, or there's, like, toxic dynamics, jealousy, control, drama, gossip.
Yeah.
I've actually experienced all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friendships that I've outgrown. I've had friendships that have ended up in absolute betrayal. Mm-hmm. I have had friendships where it's been a bit of a toxic dynamic.
Yeah.
And each one kind of hurts in different ways. I think the ones that hurt the most is where there's betrayal involved. And I think I really felt that within my high school friendships, and toxic dynamics as well, where there's like jealousy and drama and control and trying to be popular and whatnot. Like I that's how I felt. And I even had that happen recently in my life where you outgrow certain people and you realize, oh, that person wasn't actually serving me in my life the way that I thought that they would. And it's almost like a weight lifted off your chest where it's like, wow, why do I feel so much less anxious and so much less stressed? Maybe it's because I don't have this person in my life anymore.
One thing that I also have always lived by when it comes to friendships specifically is let people do what they want to do and then you decide if you like it. And that has been something that, you know, I've had a lot of people comment on how small my friendship circle is and my circle in general, to be honest. But it's all better, come down to the fact it is 100% better.
To have a small friendship circle than 50 million people in your life that have no relevance.
Quality people.
Quality over quantity.
100%. Yeah. And I think, living by sort of that quote and that, just that statement, it's helped get me through so much hardship in terms of friendships and accepting that some friendships just aren't meant to be. Mm-hmm. Because people by nature are selfish. People only have their best interest at heart. So when it comes to a friendship, we're talking, you know, friendships are a very important thing. They have a big, big effect on your mental health and a lot of your time. So letting people act and do what they want to do and then me basing how I treat that friendship and how I act around that has been a life changer for me.
I think it just depends on the situation and the circumstance and knowing when it's time to let go. Mm-hmm. Like when it's time, and Mel Robbins says this is going off of what you said.
Yeah.
Let them. Like,
I'm reading
let
her
them,
book right now. I've got it in my
I
bag.
I love it. It's such a good book. Let them. And if they show you their true colors, know when it's time to let go. Know when you're feeling drained, anxious, or you can't be yourself around this person. To be honest, that is a red flag where you cannot be your authentic self because you are going to feel so beyond drained. But you know what? It's actually become normalized how much people put on a front in front of friends if they think they need to make a certain impression, or like same goes with partners too, they're not their authentic self.
No.
And it's like, that is so sad because this person is literally friends with you, I say in inverted commas, because of you being not who you are.
Yeah.
And if you reveal to them who you actually are and they don't like it, we'll let them. That's on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think secondly as well, efforts to communicate or setting boundaries hasn't helped in the past.
Mm.
If you have tried to communicate with that person and it's just not budging and it's just not working and you have told them how you feel and they've either gaslit you or said, oh, I hear you, but then have completely done the opposite, actions over words, always actions over words, then I think it's time to consider to let that friendship go.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're just going to build so much resentment towards the friendship and you're going to be flogging a dead horse, really.
Yeah, literally. If you feel like this person would talk behind your back in a room that you're not in, that is a massive, massive red flag. Maybe sit back and think, is it something that I've done? But if you've exhausted all those resorts and you're just coming back to the fact that this person is just the way they are, you just have to let it be.
And I think it's not to say that people can't change.
Mm-hmm.
People can absolutely change. And sometimes, same with relationships, friendship breakups too, is you can reconnect later. Like you can go and grow and the timing may not be right, but maybe in a few years' time, the friendship reconnects. I've actually had this happen in my own life where sometimes you outgrow a person or sometimes the friendship wasn't right at one moment or at one stage in your life, to then years and years and years later, the universe just kind of organically bringing you back together and you reconnect and you're better versions of yourselves and the friendship is also better.
Yeah.
I think that actually happens quite often.
Okay.
And it's happened to me and it's worked. Same with relationships, right? Mm. Sometimes you outgrow, sometimes you find your way back to each other.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point. I didn't even think of that because I think for me, I definitely have seen change in people. I just think I always go back to thinking, oh, well, they were like this before.
No, I know.
Which is a hard thing to outgrow. But you know what? I wasn't perfect either.
Neither. No, like a friendship breakup, look, most of the time is a two-sided thing. Like sometimes like you do things that you don't necessarily think that you're doing, but the other person, and it can be complicated, right? But a lot of the time it's a two-way street, just like relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are reconnecting later on with that person, make sure you see that growth. Make sure you do set those new boundaries, because there's nothing worse than, you know, just being excited about an old friendship and reconnecting with that person, and then it literally just being what it was before, and then you have to go through that grieving process all over again, which sucks.
It really does.
Healing and moving forward. How do you do that, Emanuela?
How do you heal and move forward? Well, I think you just have to remember that you can't control other adults. You can't. Again, I think we're constantly going back to this, like, letting people be the way they are and just deciding if, you know, that meshes with you and that works for a friendship. But healing all comes down to that acceptance, and also just being okay with the closure. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to end in agreeance. You don't have to end with it being, you know, a terrible friendship breakup. It can just be amicable, and, you know, that's it. Sometimes closure is just acceptance.
Closure is it? You find closure within yourself. Like, a lot of the time there's no closure with anything, really. Yeah. Like, life is so unexpected and uncertain. Yeah. And you have to give yourself that closure of, like, okay, it's not my time now. It's not my time with this person. I shouldn't have them in my life, and that's okay. And, I mean, Emanuela and I are quite spiritual people, so I think the way that we kind of think about it is everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if they're not meant to be in my life right now, they're not meant to be in my life.
Yeah.
And they will be in my life if they're meant to be in my life, and we'll reconnect when that time comes.
And you know what? The reason that we're speaking so lightheartedly about this stuff and being like, you know, it's okay, just acceptance, this, that, is because if we were to delve into the betrayal and harsh realities that some friendships have, that is not a friend, full stop.
No.
So if we're talking about, you know, people doing things behind each other's back, you know, anything, think of the worst possible things that a friend can happen, which I know happens a lot, but I personally don't think there's any recovering from that.
Well, no, that's neither. Not a friend. No.
We're talking about the type of friendship where something happens and you don't want to lose this person because you know they're a good person, or you may have just outgrown them, or you know.
Exactly.
It's not, oh, this person went and got with my ex, or this person stole stuff from me. Yeah. Like, that is not friendship. We're not referring to those types of friendships.
No, because that's like a whole other can of worms, I think. And if that ever has happened to anyone, please don't ever bring that person back into your life, because I'm telling you now, they're going to do it again.
Yeah. Again, it all just comes back to people are going to do what they want to do. You just have to set your healthy boundaries, accept things for what they are.
Yeah, see things for what they are too. Mm-hmm. Don't see it, don't look at it with rose-colored glasses and think, oh, I want to preserve this friendship because of the nostalgia of it, or of past experiences, or, you know, having fun with that person. Like no, see it for what it is. See it for what has just happened. Mm-hmm. And take a step back and have a bit of an out-of-body experience where pretend if your younger sibling had experienced that and had said to you, this is what has happened, how protective you would be over them, or your child, even what advice you would give them.
Would you want them to stay in this friendship?
Out.
Would you say, you know what, maybe some of it's your fault?
Yeah,
literally sit back and put yourself in the other person's shoes, look at it from an outside perspective, understand it, and if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, and if it is something that can work on, it's something that can get worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're expressing it, though, because it's not your fault it is your fault if you're not changing your circumstances, because otherwise you're choosing your circumstances.
Yeah.
So if you are sitting there talking behind someone's back but not telling them to their face, well, maybe that's why nothing's changing.
Exactly. Or if you keep complaining about the friendship and you're, oh, I'm so unhappy, and you're still in it and you haven't communicated to that person.
And you know what? I think we're both so good at this, because I'm the type of person that I just simply do not see more than three people, because I know how a lot of people are, and I just can't be bothered for it.
Yeah.
And you're the type of person that will just say it how it is.
Oh, I'll say it how it is. If I don't like something, you'll know.
She says it how is it, how it is, and it's so funny. Funny, because
it's a nice little dynamic.
It's two different little angles that we come from.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very honest, and it's taken me a while to get to this point where I'm so honest about, like, if I'm being treated like crap, you will know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And you will not be in my life.
Which is how it should be.
Mm.
Which is how it should be.
But it's hard. It's easier said than done. It is because.
Especially when it's someone that you value.
Or you have valued in the past or you used to look up to or have had. Made so many memories with it's a lot easier said than done to move past that. But I think honestly, acceptance, time heals. It really does. You know, when you're in it, when you're deep in the breakup, it feels like the world is about to end, and it really is not. The world is not going to end unless the sun explodes. But that's not going to be happening anytime soon. So just time, therapy if you need. Acceptance and go and surround yourself with the people that make you feel good, and you will know the difference.
If you have even one person in your life that makes you feel good, spend your time with them.
Yeah. Even if it's like your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your cousin, like it doesn't matter who it is. If they make you feel good,
they're my friends too.
Yeah. My family is my best friends. I love like literally. And my friends, my close friends are my family. Yeah. I literally, you're the same to me, you know? Yeah. Like you are family to me.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've said all we can say. I think it's hard for us. It's easy and hard for us to talk about stuff like this because we're so like we've got our standards set.
Yeah, very much so.
It's like we're just pumping out advice at this point rather than being like we went through this and we went through this and we went through this.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what it's about, because we're all about finding ourselves in our 20s and understanding how we can become the best versions of ourselves at this time in our lives. And I think it's a very friendships definitely has a big impact again within your circle with how you end up becoming as that person. So it's a very important subject to touch on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not that difficult. Like everything we spoke about in this podcast is in this podcast episode is like a little guide.
A little crash course.
Filter out the people you don't need, guys.
Filter those peeps out, because you are going to be a lot happier, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys, for a short little episode. I think it's only been it's actually been almost 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Time flies when you're having fun. But stay tuned for the next episodes, and thank you so much for listening and supporting
the Lost Dish Podcast. Yes, we appreciate absolutely everyone listening, everyone commenting, sharing, following, sending us beautiful messages. It's all very what's the word I'm looking for? Encouraging.
That's encouraging. It is very, very encouraging.
It makes us love what we're doing.
What we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we love you.
Bye.